Hare Krishna. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Should we start?
Yes, Prabhu.
Okay. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Daita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Brinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Daita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Brinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Daita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Brinda. So we are serving today Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antalila, chapter 3, text 3. Purusottame ekuriya brahmana kumar Pitrisunna Mahasundar Midube Vahar. In Jagannath Puri, there was a young boy who had been born of an Orissan Brahmana but had later lost his father. The boy's features were very beautiful and his behavior was extremely gentle. Prabhustane nitto aise kare namaskar, Prabhusane bato kare Prabhu pranatar, Prabhute tahara priti Prabhu daya kare, Damodara tara priti sohite na pare. The boy came daily to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and offered him respectful obeisances. He was free to talk with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because the Lord was his life and soul. But the boy's intimacy with the Lord and the Lord's mercy towards him were intolerable for Damodar Pandit. Bara bara nised kare brahmana kumare Prabhure na dekhile sei rohite na pare. Damodar Pandit again and again forbade the son of the Brahmana to visit the Lord, but the boy could not bear staying home, not seeing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nitto aise Prabhu tare kare mahaprita. Jaha priti taha aise balaker arita. The boy came every day to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who treated him with great affection. But the nature of any boy to go see a man who loves him. Taha dekhi damodara dukho paye mone, bolite na pare balak nised na mane. This was intolerable for Damodar Pandit. He became greatly unhappy, but there was nothing he could say, for the boy would ignore his restriction. Aradin sei balak prabhu sthane aila, gosai tare priti koribartha puchila. One day, when the boy came to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord very affectionately inquired from him about all kinds of news. Tatakkhane sei balak uthi jabe gela, sahite na pare damodar kahite lagila. After some time, when the boy stood up and left, the intolerant Damodar Pandit began to speak. Anna upadese pandit kahe gusai thai, gusai gusai eve janimu gusai. Damodar Pandit impudently said to the Lord, everyone says that you are a great teacher because of your instructions to others. But now we shall find out what kind of teacher you are. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Damodar Pandit was a great devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sometime, however, a person in such a position becomes impotent, being influenced by the external energy and material consideration. Thus, a devotee mistakenly dares to criticize the activities of the spiritual master or the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Despite the logic that Caesar's wife must be above suspicion, a devotee should not be disturbed by the activities of his spiritual master, should not try to criticize him. A devotee should be fixed in the conclusion that the spiritual master cannot be subject to criticism and should never be considered equal to a common man, even if there appears to be some discrepancy, according to an imperfect devotee's estimation. The devotee should be fixed in the conviction that even if his spiritual master goes to liquor shop, he is not a drunkard. Rather, he must have some purpose in going there. It is said in a Bengali poem, Jadapi Nittananda Suravari Jai, Tathapi Hai Nittananda Rai. Even if I see that Lord Nittananda has entered a liquor shop, I shall not be diverted from my conclusion that Nittananda Rai is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we'll stop here and we can go further after. More details, description. So first, I'm going to invoke the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and Guru Parampara to understand apparently contradictory discussion today's wonderfully. So you all can join also together. Om Jnanati Mirandhasa Genanjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namam Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Shapadantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Pada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Saji Tadaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalitam Sri Vishakha Nitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschat Deshatarine Vancha Kalpa Taruvyascha Kripa Sindhubhyeva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna. So this chapter entitles Glories of Haridas Thakur. And today is the Disappearance Day of Haridas Thakur. But every part of Chaitanya Charitamrita is very nectarian. So I would not say that the first part, even though it's a little critical to our day-to-day, because it appears like in our devotional life or in the temple atmosphere, if there is somebody is criticizing or somebody is chastising or somebody is correcting someone, maybe we are inquisitive to know what it is we want to examine, and then we are scared of the offense, so many things. But of course, in spiritual world, Lord Krishna is also getting corrected by Mother Yashoda, and Krishna allows. Lord, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Mahaprabhu expressed that the Lord Krishna loves to hear the sulkiness talk of the beloved. Priya jodi manakari karaye bartsan, beda stuti hoite hare moro man. Generally, in Vaikuntha vritti or in Vaikuntha consciousness, when the devotees, they serve the Lord by reciting the beautiful glorification from the Veda, from Sruti. And Lord is very pleased with it. And sadhu sangha generally means you talk about the quality, characters of the Lord. Those are wonderful. But you don't think somebody going to correct and chastise, and that's part of the wonderful loving service. Yes, that is also part of it. There is nothing in this world, any rasa, that does not have a pure form in the spiritual realm. Of course, I am a sadhaka. I have to be careful to talk bad or chastise someone or correct someone. That is the job of a guru, and that is the job of a senior devotee. But I may just say, trying to be an aspiring devotee. So for me, I always like check, or I try. But there was a time when I was a teenager, I remember in Mayapur, we used to love gossip and talk about nonsense things of different sannyasis. It's all gossip, it's all guessing. And it created a lot of hindrance, a lot of obstacle, a lot of thorn in my spiritual path. And I'm trying to eventually purify all this, because those stays in the consciousness. And when you try to be serious, and those becomes a really, in one sense, we can utilize those, like it becomes an impetus to regret. Oh, why did I waste my time? So maybe in that sense, Krishna helping in that sense. But in this case, today's subject matter, that we see Srila Prabhupada talks about this Damodar Pandit, who is actually pleasing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by correcting Mahaprabhu's behavior. Now, he's a supreme absolute truth. This is not possible, somebody to correct absolute truth. So then how is possible Damodar Pandit is doing? Then how is possible Mother Rukmini is giving so many wonderful solution on Krishna's comparison between him and Shishupal. For an example, Krishna says, I was born in a village and, you know, I'm not in a royal, I don't come from a royal family. I was not born with a lot of opulence, royal king or prince like Shishupal had. So I hope I didn't disappoint you. And Mother Rukmini, when she started speaking, this is one of the things that she mentioned was very wonderful, that she said that, yes, maybe they have opulence, but those opulence coming from you. But you don't have an opulence. You are the opulence. All the opulence is not that God has six opulences in 100% all the time. No, no, he is the opulence. Just like, you know, I have some money, but if you attack me or cut my body, you won't get the money. Because the money is in the bank. But Krishna does not have an opulence somewhere. He keeps. He is, his body is himself. He is the possessor of six opulences within him. Krishna ek sarvasray, Krishna sarvadham, Krishna sarire, sarva visvara visnam. Everything exists within him. So this is wonderful explanation she gave. Even though it was kind of like a wife is correcting husband. No, it is actually very tasty. Krishna likes it. Krishna allows the gopis to chastise him sometime. Lalita Sakhi chastised Krishna that you lost the dignity of respecting our Swamini. You are not allowed to come. And Krishna relished that taste, that how to break that sulkiness. And it says that it pleases him much more than all this recitation of Vedic Brahmanas, busyness of rituals. Those are also good. But it says that Priyajadi Mankari Kare Bhatsan Vedostuti Hoite Hare More Man. Krishna says that those Vedostuti, the prayers of the Veda, the rituals, those are good, but it does not steal his heart. Maybe if there is some kind of intensity, purity, then it can draw his attention. But stealing heart is a big deal. But he said the sulkiness or correction or chastisement of those gopis towards him actually steals his heart. Mother Rukmini stole his heart by conversing, defeating Krishna's beautiful expression out of humility. Of course, Krishna allowed in a sense. So Krishna allows, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu allowed Damodar Pandit to correct him. We don't practice that in ISKCON or Krishna Consciousness Movement. But Prabhupada did ask to Shamsundar Prabhu after giving class. Prabhupada said, so how did you like it? He said, it was wonderful. You think I could change something or should I add something or something I should? Shamsundar Prabhu thought for a moment. He said, Prabhupada, you don't need to ask me. You know everything, what to do, what, how to give them. He said, no, I want you to help me in a way that so I can be more effective to the audience. So Prabhupada wanted Shamsundar Prabhu's input, not that he has to correct his guru, as Prabhupada says in the purport. Even if their appearance to be some discrepancy according to imperfect devotee's estimation, the devotee should be fixed in the conviction, and even if his spiritual master goes on a liquor shop, is not to be drunkard. Of course, that's in case of Nityananda Prabhu. This is not applicable of our guru's position. But they could go distribute books in a liquor shop. Sure, they do. They go anywhere to keep Krishna consciousness. And Prabhupada also writes here, thus the devotee mistakenly dares to criticize an activity of the spiritual master or the supreme person of Godhead. Wonderful. So in the beginning, I want to establish a few points that in 11th canto, Lord Krishna expressed this by Sukhdev Goswami quoted this. Nirapeksham munim shantam bimatsara samadarshanam anubrajami aham nittam pujayat angri renubi. When Gaur Kishwardas Babaji passed away from this world, his disappearance day, that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was a brahmachari that time and nobody cared for him. So all the Babajis in Navadev, they thought of taking the body of Gaur Kishwardas Babaji to establish a some kind of a samadhi darshan for public so they could get more popularity or some profit from it. But when Bimala Prasad came at this scene, he was so furious. He says, none of you are qualified to touch this body of my Guru Maharaj. I am the only disciple known. And all the those Babajis and the so-called material motivated person step back and they're like surprised that a simple, slim body brahmachari named Bimala Prasad, he was not that popular at that time and has such audacity. So the police of Navadvip got involved. They came there and he says, he was trying to actually not chastise, he was trying to establish a point. He says that anyone who claims to be his disciple or follower to take his body, then come forward. Let me see. But in order to touch my Guru Maharaj's body, you have to make a statement or take an oath with this, that you did not have an affair in last, one place it says 3 years, he says, or 1 year, or even 3 months, or even 3 days. Now, they are supposed to be in Paramahansa dress. You don't talk about these affairs of bodily contact. Then one by one, the police at that time asked Bimala Prasad, how would you know if somebody is lying or somebody is going to tell the truth? He said, I'm standing here. I am in front of my Guru Maharajas. And if they really are honest that they did not think of a opposite sex, even though they are advanced sannyasi or paramahansa stage, and if they did not have, then I will believe it. And I was very surprised that he corrected all of them because nobody dared to come in front of him. And I was thinking like, how is possible? But he had that power to chastise them, to correct them. And at that time he quoted this verse and he says that even Lord Krishna would be happy to touch the foot dust of my Guru Maharaj. Srila Gaur Kishwardas Babaji. And he says that because the reason is Pujayat Angri. Angri means lotus feet, Renubhi, the dust. Why? Because Lord Krishna declared those who are Nirapeksham. Nirapeksham, Munim, Santam. These are the qualifications of those who are going to purify or preach Krishna consciousness. What are the nirapeksham? That they are devoid of the six urges, six contamination that 99.99% or 100% you can say in the material world everybody is drowned into. Kama, krodha, lobha, moha. If somebody don't have this, then they are called nirapeksha. Now, of course, Prabhupada was very mercifully explained. As long we have this material body, those things will be there. But not to act on it is the question. Just like one devotee asked Prabhupada, in your ISKCON movement, there's so many beautiful girls, beautiful Matajis. You never feel any attraction. Prabhupada says, yes, I feel attraction. I said, oh, how do you restrain? Prabhupada said, intelligence intervenes, intelligence guides. Of course, Prabhupada, out of humility, he is exhibiting or speaking such a way so we can learn from that. And Prabhupada
It's for me only or everyone, I don't know. And sometimes it's breaking your voice.
Hare Krishna.
It's okay, Mataji. The voice is okay for us.
Oh.
Is it breaking for everyone or for me only? Prabhupada's voice is breaking for me actually.
My voice is breaking?
It's not breaking for me, Mataji.
Yeah, it's not breaking for me either.
Okay. No, no.
Sorry.
It's good. It's good.
Thank you, Mataji. Please pardon me, Prabhuji. This one.
Okay. So, I'll continue with this. There is another example. Prabhupada wanted to give sannyas to one person because this discussion is all about sannyas is dealing with the opposite sex. And Prabhupada, next day morning walk, he met that brahmachari and he says, so you ready to take sannyas today? He says, no, Prabhupada. Said, why not? I thought we had a discussion. He said, last night I had an interview by your servant, Shamsundar Prabhu. Say, yes. He asked me if I feel attraction to opposite sex, if I feel any attraction to sense gratification, and I told him yes. And he said, then don't take sannyas. Why you want to be pretentious? And Prabhupada became very angry at Shamsundar Prabhu. Right in front of that young brahmachari who was going to take sannyas. Prabhupada says, when you have this body, it will be always there. Why did you discourage him? He was ready to carry on the preaching movement and more, distribute Krishna consciousness, and he has to go on. So, at the core of our existence, we are conscious being. Conscious being means we have a feeling. It is not something you wished away. The difference between attachment, bodily attachment, difference between aversion, I hate woman, or I hate material world, or I hate sense gratification. I want to just get out. This kind of feeling comes. We just want to go back home. We hate material world. We may not express, but the feeling is there. So difference between the attachment, aversion, renunciation, devotion is the direction of our emotion. It is not the body. It is not the mind either. Because there is another opposite example. In London, one British body boy came and they introduced to Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, oh, what is your question? He said, I don't have any feeling for any enjoyment. I feel like I am peaceful. Prabhupada said, are you practicing any spiritual? He said, no. He said, then you should go to doctor immediately. And he said, why? He said, because that's not normal. When you have a normal body, means those enjoyment spirit, this body is made for that. We have to understand that. Yes, it has a twofold in this body. Dukkhalayam Ashashvatam, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, that this body is standing on tribulation and limitation. But still, with these two legs, tribulation and limitation, this body is ready to enjoy. This is what the body is made for. But then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and he says, no, engage this body and you can get, he quoted this Prahlad Maharaj's sloka, Kumarat Acharit Pragya Dharman Bhagavataniha. Durlava Manava Janma Tatrabi Drubam Arthadam. Yes, it is adhrubam, it is temporary. This body is temporary, limitation. And it has a tribulation, yes. But it's orthodom. It can give you ultimate goal. If you can engage it, if you can utilize it, if you can discipline it through bhakti, it can give you highest goal of life. So therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, don't think bad about this body. And those who are initiated, they don't, their body is not belong to them anymore. They actually is literally, they're supposed to offer it and take care of the body as, offer it to Guru and take care of this body as Guru's property. You really have to take care of your body so nicely that you can do your bhakti every day. And, but you're not thinking this is my property. It is Guru's property more important than your own property. So you take care of this body just to serve, maintain Krishna's family, Guru's family. Your children is belongs to Guru. Your mind, your everything belongs to Guru. So for the pleasure of Guru, Krishna, then you take care of everything. And then arthadam, you'll get ultimate destiny. Within this life, before you depart, hopefully. So, back to this, then Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur over there established, Anubrajami Aham Nittam, that Krishna every day he thinks, I want to purify this part of America or India or here or there. He literally think of this world and he says, I'll purify by the foot dust of my devotee. By the foot dust of my devotee. This is very important to remember that what is that foot dust of my devotee. And that's what devotee like Damodar Pandit today we're discussing, or Prabhupada, or even all these devotees in America. Krishna is engaging us to purify our neighbor, purify our atmosphere, purify our, the whole America, whole India, all over the world. For an example, you go buy groceries. So you go buy groceries. Now when you buy the groceries, what happened in that case? Say you bought potato or eggplant. Now, who planted the potato in the ground? We have no idea. Some guy, some beef eater probably did it. Hopefully, maybe, maybe not. And who did the plowing with the tractor? Who plucked those or took out from the ground? Who packed them? Who carried them to the shopping place? Who at the cash register or the storage manager? Who, how it came to the shop, then cash register, then you brought it to your home and you cooked it and offered to God. Everybody that involved with that potato will get a part of bhakti because you engage that potato to offer to Guru Krishna. So Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that six way Krishna enjoys his pastimes. Krishna Guru Bhakti, this is in Chaitanya Chaitamita Adilila, chapter 1, text 33. Krishna Guru Bhakti Shakti Avatar Prakash Krishna Echue Rupe Karena Bilas. Lord Krishna enjoys by manifesting himself as the spiritual master, the devotees, the diverse energies, the incarnations, plenary portion, they are all six in one. Sometime I used to give importance to the incarnation, Krishna, Radharani, and Mahaprabhu, those. No, even devotees' birthday party, ordinary devotees who are very sincere, serious, that Krishna is actually engaging them also. I may not be seeing it because of my conditional nature, but Krishna is enjoying through that. That verse clearly says, Ei chhoy rupe Krishna korena bilas. He enjoys through the devotee's life. You can be in Houston or New Orleans or New York, but when you are sincerely serving, Krishna is actually enjoying through your life. Those who are advanced, they can see. Even like sometime in our day-to-day life, some doubts removed. And we see that. Oh, we take the credit. Oh, God, that was good. Nice to hear that. That was Krishna. Vidunuti Surit Satam. He is helping you, allowing him to intervene in your heart and remove all these unnecessary things. Everything that we devotee do, this is what Damodar Pandit is doing to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is just one example. Of course, I'm not promoting that we should be judgmental and criticizing and correcting others. That's what Damodar Pandit did. But this is also there in eternally in spiritual world. Not necessarily the contamination of material concept. Like in this world, if somebody criticizes, generally we feel bad about it. But in spiritual world, there is no person like doing that. But that concept is there. That if I don't behave properly, somebody is going to not be happy. That is there. Just like the conception of Abhimanyu is there. So in the spiritual world, Radharani is afraid of Abhimanyu, seeing that she is coming to meet Krishna. But Abhimanyu form is not there. Form only when they come to perform Leela here. The demon idea is also there. Mother Yashoda, every day she thinks some demon might come to my son. But there is no such thing, demon. But Jiva Goswami Pad writes that the conception is there in spiritual world. Only when they come to material world for our need, and those conception become physical proximity, like it take a form and some demon comes, like this. So Damodar Pandit, Mahaprabhu is appreciating here because in our devoted life, we do need some kind of correction always. We should have a fear in the beginning of our life, always should have fear to disciplining our sadhana. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gladly accepting Damodar Pandit's correction, you can say chastisement. So Krishna says, Nirapeksham Munim Shantam Bhimatsara Samadarshanam. Those who are devoid or avoid of those six urges, not that they don't have it, but they don't act on it. That's a big difference. We should always remember the attack of Maya is one thing. Defeat is another thing. Attack is not a defeat. Attack will be always there. Prabhupada, even Mahabhagavat, they get attacked. But they are not defeated. That's the difference. Pure devotee, they are not defeated. Krishna protects. But attack will be there. Turmoil will be there. So here, and also another conception in this verse, that how Krishna actually guiding each devotee, even if we get chastisement, like Damodar Pandit, actually nourishing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life, believe or not. Now, I remember one pastime in Jagannath Puri, one time Mahaprabhu was serving prasadam. He loves to serve devotees. But he would not sit down and honor prasadam. And some devotee felt bad. No, until Mahaprabhu eat, we are not going to eat. So Mahaprabhu said, no, you all have to sit down and listen to me. So they sat down. Mahaprabhu served everybody so much prasadam. But some of them said, no, I'm not going to eat until you sit down with us and eat. So he could not. He said, no, I'm going to just serve. Today I'm just a servant. I'm going to serve. and they will not start eating. Then Damodar Pandit came there. And when Damodar Pandit came, Mahaprabhu looked at Damodar Pandit, and Damodar Pandit, just by seeing him, Mahaprabhu said, okay, I'll sit down and eat. So it nourishes. Those personality actually nourishes the pastimes of Mahaprabhu. Not that he is afraid of Damodar Pandit, but he used Damodar Pandit to make it more relishable pastimes. Because ultimately, Mahaprabhu is that, is the Brahman Paramatma Bhagavan. Paramatma, in a sense, he has to sanction anything to move or do anything. It is himself, but it makes it more relishable. Another pastime also we can think of Damodar Pandit when he was going with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu after meeting Mother Sachi in Santipur for 10 days. And Mother Sachi was so loving mother, so overwhelmed. And Nityananda Prabhu went to, by the way, when Mahaprabhu took sannyas, that night actually Damodar Pandit was living in Mahaprabhu's house. So Damodar Pandit, very aware of Mahaprabhu's beginning till end, very aware, and he's involved. But he has a particular rasa with Mahaprabhu. We have to be very careful. We should not think like Damodar Pandit is doing something wrong, always, you know, correcting this devotee, correcting that devotee. Of course, I'm not saying that we should develop that habit, but it is there, and we should respect those devotees who are correcting. Only Guru can correct. A Guru may correct through someone. We may not think that person has any right to correct. Like Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur used to walk through the Mayapur path, and there is a river Saraswati, or we call Jalangi, and cross. So every time he would come there, those days there was a jungle path, and there was a one or two boats, not much. There was one man at the Hulur Ghat. Ghat means a bathing place. Every time he would see Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, he would just come right in front. Ha ha ha. You think you are a... I'm laughing, I should not laugh. Sorry. This is a humiliation, actually, apparently. And he would say, look at you. You think you are a big sannyasi. You have so many followers. You have a 25 sannyasi. He used to sometimes walk with 25 sannyasi. And you're like so proud. You are a big guru and this, that. And he would really yell and chastise. Some of his disciples felt, they wrote, that they felt like to get this guy and squeeze to death. How dare they can criticize Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, their guru, in front of them. But Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur would look at them and told them not to move, not to think anything wrong. So this way it was going on for a while, few years. One day, one disciple, Bharati Maharaj, he told us this story in Mayapur. He used to come to our temple, Ishkan temple those days. He told this story very beautiful. And I remember Jananivas Prabhu, we were there together. And then he said this story that that devotee, he was in charge of kitchen cooking. And he found that news that that person who is to criticize and correct Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, he just passed away. And he went upstairs. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur in Chaitanya Math, there used to be a small house with a two-story, and Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur lived on second story. He said, Prabhupada, Prabhupada, good news. And Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says, yes. It's a good news, that man who is to criticize and chastise you, he just died. So after saying this, he thought, okay, there will be some response or something. All of a sudden, he noticed Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur started crying. And when started crying, and then he was a little bit like, oh my God, what did I do? He apologized. I'm sorry, Prabhupada, did I say something? I thought he was so mean to you, and you are like being always so humiliated. He said, no, no, you don't understand. My Guru Maharaj was trying to keep me sober, gentle in Bhaktipad by putting my ego down through him. Now I lost the blessing of my Guru Maharaj, and I'm very despondent, and he started crying. And I thought many times, like, wow, will that be ever possible for me to even think like this? We will probably think like, we wish that guy would be dead. Then they will see, yeah, see how powerful I am. He talked bad about me, now he's dead. I mean, I'm not saying anybody think like this, but, you know, sometimes generally when somebody would yell or chastise me, I immediately expect something bad happened to that person, because I'm so sincere, so serious in spiritual path. But that is not good at all. It should be seen as a mercy of Prabhupada, mercy of Krishna, that correcting and keeping our humility down, which should be actually welcomed. So Damodar Pandit case, we see this, and Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that criticism not necessarily bad. He said like this. First of all, criticism not necessarily bad. It depends on the time, place, where the incident takes place. Maybe if you examine, some criticism may go off track. Some can pull us back. They say that some pain can change us. Some pain can maybe forces us to be serious and dedicate more. And those pain are actually should be welcome. Bhaktivinoda Thakur even in Jaiva Dharma said like that. And it's hard to understand, but those who are serious in spiritual path, they will say actually every situation is wonderful because they take advantage to advance. They take advantage of that. Srila Prabhupada, sometimes he says something about his god brother, but at the end, he was also exhibiting how great Mahabhagavat he is, that he invited all his god brothers. And he apologized in Vrindavan. It was wonderful. Such an ideal example Prabhupada gave. That yes, even there, despite their fault, they talk bad about me or I said something in order to counter something. But then at the same time, Vyasaki Prabhu, the singer, he was asking Prabhupada that Tirtha Maharaj passed away, telegraph came in Hawaii. Prabhupada says, oh, that's so sad. But good thing is he went back home, back to Godhead. And Vyasaki Prabhu, mixing Vyasaki Prabhu. Vyasaki Prabhu said, but Prabhupada, he did not welcome you and he was like so critical to you. Prabhupada said, yes, but his service accepted by my Guru Maharaj. This is between me and my God-brother relation. Sometimes it's critical. He did not like this popularity of that I was getting. But he has served. And you have to be careful. And he told him, you have to be careful. Do not judge my God brother. Don't think they're ordinary. But at the same time, Prabhupada said, but at the same time, we can see at the end in Vrindavan how Prabhupada exhibited his Mahabhagavat quality, that he apologized, even though his God brother said, oh, no, 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 you didn't do anything wrong. It was all right for preaching purpose. Sometimes you have to say something because they did not support in one sense. So like this, we see that many examples like this. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, very nicely he speaks. He says that one should examine and discuss another Vaishnava's bad behavior without being committing offense. So he said three things or three way, I'm paraphrasing, I have the Bengali book, Harinam Chintamani, very nice, that you can think. One is, if the intention in analyzing someone's sin or criticism or fell down, whatever the topics is or incident is to ensure that he attains the ultimate welfare. For an example, if something happened to some devotee, it happened to me that one devotee, I knew him from long time, and he did something. It's not really a good character issue, but I felt bad that if I ever see him go away from Krishna consciousness, it will really I will not feel really good, because he's a good person in another sense. And so I did go intervene in his life, and I told him out front, I did not come here to, I already heard what I need to hear. I just wanted to hear from your side. And also, I just wanted to let you know that this is not something abnormal. This is normal in the material world to happen like this. We can become abducted for some sense gratification, not knowing that it can pull us such a bad humiliation that you'll have to live with a scar on your face. You know, you cannot hide it. You cannot cover it. It's like such a, you know, if you have a scar on the back, it's okay. Nobody see it. But scar is on your forehead or a nose or somewhere. It's like, are you okay? What happened here? You have to explain everybody. And it's something like this. And yeah, it come out and he became so serious, and he went back to South India, where he's from. And he's very serious. Once in a while, we correspond. And he took the process very seriously and really advancing like anything. This bad incident gave him such a boost. So if we feel, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, if we feel you want to help that person, whatever happened, horrible, abominable things or whatever, you can examine thoroughly the incident. And there is no offense, because your compassionate nature, it nullifies, not only nullifies, it gives you boost also to help them. And the second point he says, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, if the motive behind reflecting on someone's offense or sin or whatever is to benefit the whole world. For an example, we have a study group. And when something happened to someone or something happened to this world, we talk, say, hey, this is scary. Now, any moment the death can come. This COVID-19, I remember we had our study group man, we better be serious. You know, we want to have that connection, inner connection, soul, indestructibility of spiritual reality has to be established in our consciousness always. So even at material level, maybe we'll be inflicted by this coronavirus or whatever it is, some sickness, anything. But at the same time, we can relish that inner connection with Krishna. So we won't be affected, but we'll be aware what is going on outside world. So in that case, we can actually influence others and examine just to cause them fear that, look, you can fall down and this can happen. So in that case, you can examine and talk about it, and there won't be any offense. And third thing is, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, if such reflection is undertaken for one's own spiritual welfare, then it too is auspicious. There's no fault in such reflection. And I don't want to brag about it, but it never happened like this. But once in a rare case nowadays, you know, something you hear and then you feel little effect. You said, oh, Krishna, please help me, Prabhu. I don't want to go through again. I want to purify, I want to serve. And you feel like this genuine sincerity pops in us, in all of us, all the devotees. They feel that. And they feel like, oh my Lord, anything can happen any moment. I just want to please, please Prabhu. So that gives us some kind of impetus to come closer to Krishna. So with these three notes, we can examine without judgmental or sentimental. We should remain transcendental. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. We have 3 minutes. If there is any reflection or further discussion, because this topic is so vast, you can discuss days after days. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much, Prabhu. Very interesting class. Thank you so much. So can you repeat the three again, Prabhu? That's okay.
I'm going to paraphrase. I don't remember exactly. First is, if you feel you have a genuine compassion to help that person who committed the crime, whether it's offensive or chastising, it happens sometime in our devotee association. I mean, I was recently got a text from Amarendra Prabhu, and Amarendra Prabhu says he was with Prabhupada in Vrindavan. He says, Prabhupada says that even sometimes devotee association is very hard to tolerate. And I was thinking like, wow, this is so true sometimes, but we don't think like this. We generally nourish it. Prabhupada said, it is sometimes difficult to tolerate another devotee, but we must tolerate. We must learn how to tolerate. So that's easy to say, but difficult to really apply because we have a dirty mind and always saying. So if you feel, first one is, if you feel compassion to help that person, whoever it is, if you feel like you have that some genuine love for that devotee, then you should examine, scrutinize how this happened, why he did it, without judgmental. And then you can help that person to come out. And it works. So in that case, even though you talk about all these nonsense things apparently, but there's no offense. Second is, you have an audience. You have a family, children, you have a neighbors or your devotee association. To give them some fear of this incident, whatever happened, whether some senior devotee fell down or some deadly things happen or whatever it is, to cause some fear for bringing them close to Guru Krishna, you can examine. And you have to learn the art how to narrate the story without judgmental and sentimental. Then they will have the genuine feeling that you have to come to this. And the third one is very nice. For my own purification. Oh my Lord, this devotee who served so many years, all of a sudden he deviated like this. It can happen to me. If you don't protect me, oh Gaur Sundar, and you'll start crying or you'll feel like really vulnerable and you go to Krishna. And then you can even know the whole story, you can tell Krishna how he did or she did or whoever it is, did horrible things. And this way actually it will uplift you and bring you close to Guru Krishna. Does that make sense?
Yes, Prabhu. Very, very nice. Excellent. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Very nice class, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. So my name is Anshu. So I have one question. So like sometimes we talk about people like doing bad stuff to other people, and we like talk about like, oh, someone did this to like people in school or like other places. So like, is that okay to like talk about and then share like whatever they did to like make them do it correctly next time, or like
how old are you? 14. Like
14.
Oh, okay. I don't know if you will ever come to know the love your mom holds for you, but you will see sometimes she corrects you, but you cannot see how much actually affection she has in order to correct you. If you can ever see it, I don't know whether it is possible until you become a mother and actually try to correct your own child. So mother has so much affection. Mother's correction is actually extension of her affection. If you have that kind of affection feeling, then you can correct somebody.
Okay.
But if you have intention to show that person, I'm better than you, you did wrong, you should not do this, then you are judgmental, you are in a competing, it won't affect that person so much. Okay. You have to examine your intention.
Yeah, actually, I felt this situations happening in my school, so that's why I had this question.
That's very nice question. Very nice question. And you have to examine your intention. If you have a good intention, I'm sure you do. You are a devotee, that you really want to help that person, and you really think that it will benefit so much, then you can build some relationship with that person and then slowly, slowly correct it. So he or she does not feel pressure from you. Instead, it can create an atmosphere that will uplift that person and you both. And it will please Krishna this way. Many examples in our Vaishnava culture there. So you ask yourself, okay? You don't have to tell others. You can ask yourself, what is my intention? Why do I need to correct that person? If it is going to bring that person better, closer to Krishna, go ahead and do it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Prabhu.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Please accept my humble obeisances. I have one question regarding when we talk to you know, Mayavadis are atheist. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has prescribed and said, we shouldn't, you know, argue with such people because, you know, it will degrade our you know, Krishna consciousness and everything. But in what conditions and, you know, circumstances are we allowed to, you know, have a debate between atheists and Mayavadis?
We're not against a person. We are against the principle, we should remember. Sarvam Bhattacharya was the biggest Mayavadi. Not only biggest Mayavadi, he is to teach Mayavadi to others. Being a Mayavadi is one thing, and teacher of Mayavadi is another thing. He was the number one professor. He is to teach even Sannyasi. He was a Grihastha. He was so genius in that illusion of Mayavad that he is to teach a Sannyasi. That's why he took the position, he wants to correct this 24 years old, young, so beautiful Sannyasi Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And you can read in Madhulila chapter 6 how the conversation took place. So from that pastime, we can draw a few instructive that what caused Chaitanya Mahaprabhu be merciful to him. Of course, we don't imitate Mahaprabhu because we are not in that his position. But Prabhupada did. Prabhupada did few things. Now I remember a few times he did it. One time one person came to Mayapur with a Mayavadi book. Not flyer. It's like a pamphlet, like a few pages together. Those days, they didn't have a very sophisticated, you know, they would put a staple and some kind of. So, he asked Prabhupada, said, we all are one. Do you agree this, Maharaj? He said, I don't agree. what you are saying, I don't agree. So we are two. Can you see we are two? It was like a logic, argument. And he said, you are saying we all are one, but I don't agree with you. So we are already two here. So think at least this way. And then at the end, the man was very frustrated. He was so frustrated. And then Prabhupada realized this man was really planning to convert all the Western followers of Prabhupada and Prabhupada with his books. So he got all the books and he was so frustrated that he left all the books. So Prabhupada, those days we didn't have a big arrangement for seating arrangement to eat prasadam, and we didn't have a nice plate and everything. We just had a shalpata. Shalpata means a leaf of shal tree. I don't know shal tree in English. Shal is like, anyway. It's some kind of a tree called shal, and they used to put some straw in between and make the plate to eat. But problem is in Mayapur, those days when we would eat khichdi, even in my time, the watery khichdi, they all leak through and you have to like eat so quick, but it's so hot. That was kind of challenging. So that day Prabhupada says, all right, so distribute all these books to all these devotee. And one Maharaj says, Prabhupada, these are Mayavadi books. He says, yes, I know. Distribute, give all of them. Okay. And put your shalpata on top of this so that you can enjoy the prasadam better, so it will not leak through. Prabhupada was so merciful. And then he says, at least some utility is there that man will be benefited. So Prabhupada, this way, many way, you know, one time, one Mayavadi invited Prabhupada in Bombay. This is a very fascinating story. And he was, the man who invited, his guru is a big Mayavadi. And Prabhupada somehow or other knew him, I guess, the way he spoke. And in the class, Prabhupada says, of course, you all should worship Krishna. And I know you all follow this Maharaj, but don't listen to him. Because sometimes when he says something like, we all are one, you know, we worship God to become him. This is actually he just testing you. Don't follow him. Don't listen to him. Because he also worship God in his house. But he's like confusing you. And Prabhupada is laughing, and that Maharaj is like, didn't know what to say, because the Prabhupada is laughing, and the way Prabhupada is saying, he says, so instead of following him, just listen to this. You should have a deity in your house, offer your food to that God. And at the end, he actually talked to this Mayavadi. He says, so let's take some prasadam. Devotee brought some prasadam, and he took prasadam, and he purified that Mayavadi. Of course, we are not that powerful. I mean, I am not that powerful. I have to be very careful. Shastra does not say you hate them. Shastra does not say that. No verse says this. It says, Ishare tad adineshu balisheshu dichatsu kripa maitri, sorry, prema maitri kripa apeksha jo karati samadhama. Intermediate devotee means he disregard. Disregard means you avoid. Because it will conflict unnecessary. Instead of benefiting, you will have an argument. And if they have some kind of fanaticism, then the audience, innocent people will be disturbed. So you avoid. And even if they are there, Prabhupada knew how to handle him. Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, of course, he handled a little different. There are many stories. One story was, then when Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur just took sannyas 1918, he was preaching in the Madnapur district. Thousands of people came to hear this Mayavadi sannyasi Ramakrishna. And they're speaking. And Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, that time Gauriya Math was not well known. Everything was like Ramakrishna and Mayavad. Vivekananda is like so famous. And everybody thinks like no need Tulasi plant, because he said just plant egg plant, no Tulasi. Instead of temple, open a soccer field. It's like a such a rubbish philosophy. So then Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur was listening from far, and then he noticed that there's a 10,000 people listening this. He wanted to protect them. He had a compassionate heart, his tears coming. And he thinking like, by standing here, I cannot do anything. So he told his follower, I'll be back. He went straight to the stage and faced, of course, those days they didn't have a microphone. They had this chonga, like what they call, amplifier, some kind of amplifier made of a metal. And you speak on that and it broadcasts something like this. So he went and he moved. He took that one. He said, why are you saying we all are one? And he gave him a slap, left cheek, right cheek. Please don't do that. I'm saying Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. He's a Singha Guru. He can do. He said, do you see there is a two? One is suffering by the slap and one is not suffering by the slap. So he corrected and all these 10,000 and he took over the whole audience. There's a famous place in India called Gita Press. And Mahamsa Maharaj tell a nice story that Prabhupada was invited there. And there was a series of discussion, lecturer. And Prabhupada's name was number 7. Gopal Prabhu was here. He was a sannyasi, but he lives here in Alachua. He told me this story. So then first person comes, he's talking all nonsense about Mayavad. Second person, Mayavad. Third person, Mayavad. Prabhupada could not wait for it to be number 7. Prabhupada just gave a signal to the sun, Western, those days only Western devotees were, and Gopal Prabhu was there. And Prabhupada said, just get up, chant with Mridanga Karta. In the middle of the lecture of Mayavad, they started chanting. And as they went, they were like, whatever Prabhupada would say, they would just jump on it. And Prabhupada took the microphone, started leading kirtan. The whole audience got up and started moving and chanting, dancing. And those Mayavadi disappeared. So there's something mystical Prabhupada did, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur did. Unless somebody is qualified like this, we should not imitate, but we should avoid. It's better in that sense. But we should be very careful. We should not hate. We don't hate the person because he's also, he or she also ultimately at constitutional level, servant of Krishna. But if we cannot benefit them, it's better to avoid his guard. I hope that benefits you, some idea.
Yes, Prabhuji, thank you so much.
Any other comments or we close?
Prabhuji, can you again explain? Actually, I missed some of the points. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, you explained point in the last.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur's point, it says that three ways you can examine the offense or whatever the incident, and you will not incur aparad or offense. Rather, it will benefit you. But generally, we say we should avoid. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur encourages, because mind will not stop. You know, I can say, if something happened in the temple, you know, I'm every day here for years now, if something happened with any senior devotee, it will be like a gossip amongst us or something. So when I read this, it benefited me. That's why I'm paraphrasing you what I understood, the essence summary. That if something brings you or anybody brings closer to Guru Krishna, this is one of the techniques you can use, which is a detrimental. Generally, offense, we don't want to talk or we don't want to criticize anyone. But if it is that character or behavior or something that disturbs, then we can examine within our heart. First, examine, do I care for that person who is committing the offense? whoever it is, if he or she, now if somebody is beyond, I don't have a good friendship or don't talk so much, even though I respect that devotee, then you avoid, just don't. But if your mind is disturbed, no, he need to be corrected, then you can try to find a senior devotee and talk about him, that how he can help, if he can help. If you can help, then you can examine, you can invite that person and discuss what just happened, why he or she criticized or somebody criticized too. Whatever the incident is. But the purpose is, intention is to bring that person out of the offensive state to a more stable, more clearer, in a pure path of bhakti. Second is, you can create a fear to the audience that how dangerous it is due to the offense. Gopal Chapal, he was attacked by leprosy and he told Mahaprabhu. But Mahaprabhu says, you don't know what is suffering. He said, then let me die. He said, oh no, no. Your suffering is coming after you die. He said, I cannot even die. And it's interesting, Prabhupada mentioned that Gopal Chapal knew Mahaprabhu is Supreme Personality of God. But yet Mahaprabhu says how deadly this. There's a one verse we recite in this temple every Saturday. Bahu janma kare jodi shravana kirtan tobuto na pai Krishna pade premadhan. If these 10 offenses is endowed with your chanting, in other words, just the opposite what Prabhupada says, that if you are aware of the 10 offenses and you try to avoid, then you are getting out of 10 offenses. But if you are not aware of the 10 offenses, then you cannot get out of 10 offenses. But if you are endowed, you are, because what is offense in one sense? Offense means uttering a name that consciously made in your heart with enmity. That's what boils down to this. So if one is endowed with these 10 offenses in the chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, despite his endeavor for many lives, many births, he will not get love of Godhead. This is so dangerous. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave that actually this offense, if you have this way examining, you can actually benefit. Instead of like avoiding, you can be benefited. So if you, first point I'm going to mention again, if you feel to care for that person you want to help, then you can come and examine with that intention to help that person. Second, if you want to create a fear how deadly this offensive nature is, what just happened today or yesterday or last month, then you can examine that there is nothing wrong because you're trying to create the fear of the offense. And third is, if it stimulate you, oh my Lord, I'm so afraid this can happen to me. I have this mentality of criticizing. Please, please, Mahaprabhu Nityananda Prabhu Prabhupada, please Gurudev, help me, please. This shedding tears or coming honestly, it will actually purify heart and will get out of offensive mentality. So I hope you got little different way of looking at the same thing. Hare Krishna, Mata.
Yes, Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. It's very helpful. Thank you.
So we close or more?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Koti Koti Dandavat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai. Very, very inspiring class as usual, that how we have to forgive those who are doing Vaishnava Prat, whatsoever mood you explain by the example of Srila Prabhupada, Sisi Nityananda, Sisi Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and all the Leelas, Prabhuji, it's really touched to heart. We cannot explain that. We are very fallen soul that we are sitting at home. Temple is 1.5 hour far, not able to attend Bhakti Vriksha because of our home atmosphere. And we get the association directly at the home by the mercy of Sisi Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sisi Nityananda Prabhu. Koti koti danvat pranam to your seva and all Bhakti Sangha teachers, Hare Krishna. Hari Bol, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai. Please give your association, please give your blessing that we will serve Srila Prabhupada as Das Dasan Das Pav. Thank you, Prabhu.
Thank you, Mata. I'll pray for you. You pray for me too, please.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Is there any question or comment from Prabhuji? Otherwise, we can end the call. Yes, Prabhuji, we can end the call for today. Paying our okay.
To all the Hare persons. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Ancha Kalpataru Vishya Kipasindha. Anandagari Vaishna Bindaki Jai, Shilopadi Ki Jai, Pradeep Ki Jai.
His grace from Govinda Prabhu Ki Jai, Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.